This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the program is the new head men's basketball coach at Grand Canyon University. You always remember him, as well as his time for the coach of the Vanderbilt program, and also Valpo as well, and also that huge shot that he hit in the 1998 NCAA tournament, and that's Coach Bryce Drew here with us on the show. Coach, how are you and the family hanging up? Thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
I'm doing as well as you can do under the circumstances that we're all dealing with right now. Obviously it's been great being with family, but man, Hank, ready like everybody to get this over with, get back to our normal lives.
No doubt about it. And we're all making adjustments, and I felt for your brother. There's bigger issues in the world, but that Baylor team, you know, I have a good respect for that program and what they've been able to do as of late. And man, I really feel for those kids and your brother, because they had a good team this year.
You know, God willing, you know, 20 years from now, we'll be sitting at the table talking, and we'll probably talk about that team. And I mean, probably his best team to date, you know, a one seed in the South. I mean, everything was laid out as good as it could be, you know, for them to get to the Final Four. But what an awesome year. You know, they were number one for 5 straight weeks. Like, it's the longest amount since 2016 for a team. So he just had a banner year.
And it was also neat for the university. Where you had the football team with Matt Rhule now getting a job with Carolina, and he had that team doing really awesome things this year, and then the basketball team too. It was nice symmetry that they had this year with the basketball and football team in Waco, Texas.
No question. I don't know what's going on down there, but when I go down, I'm going to fill up the water coolers and everything, and whatever they're drinking, we're bringing it back to Grand Canyon, because it's working whatever they're doing down there right now in all sports.
And also, let's not forget about the women's basketball team, because Kim Mulkey's an absolute legend.
Legend, you know, won national championships. They were actually, you know, number one in the country also this year. You know, I think as you go back and you look, you know, if we go years ahead, I don't know if Baylor will ever have an all-around sports year like they had this year. And even another university, again, with the success. I mean, the football team almost made the playoffs. Men's and women's basketball, number one for part of the year. Pretty amazing.
Bryce Drew here with us, the new head men's basketball coach at Grand Canyon University. Let me go back to March Madness, and let me go back to your time as a student athlete. How do you recap playing for your dad?
It was a very unique experience from the standpoint that, you know, it was our hometown, kind of where I grew up, went to high school. And, you know, years before, I kind of had a vision of what it could look like. So Tony Bennett played for his dad, Dick Bennett, in college. And we all know Tony, you know, one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the country at Virginia, and what he's done there. And so he actually came to our house when he was a junior in college with Dick Bennett on the day that they were playing my dad's team. And I remember Tony and his dad just shared what it was like, that relationship and playing for his dad and different things. And so I really saw, you know, I saw the success that they had and how much they really enjoyed, you know, that Dick enjoyed coaching Tony. Tony enjoyed playing for his dad. And so that had a lasting impression that, hey, this could work, and, you know, it could be fun and successful. And, you know, looking back, we won 4 straight conference regular season championships and 4 straight tournament championships. And so it was a pretty amazing run, you know, that I had during that 4-year stretch with my dad.
Yesterday we had Ron Hunter on the show, and everyone remembers RJ Hunter hitting that shot and Ron Hunter with his torn Achilles flying off the stool. And when we were talking about it, and Coach always has a great exuberance to him, I was actually surprised because he said it was so tough on the family when he was coaching his son, and he actually said that if he had to do it all over again, he wouldn't. Was it at all tough at times playing for your dad because he tries to treat you as one of his own, and maybe he's even tougher on you, but at the end of the day, there's that relationship where he's still your dad.
You know, he's my dad. I think that it was toughest. I'm sure Ron, maybe if you'd have probed him a little more, would have said the same thing. Really hard on my mom.
Yeah, he said the same
thing. Really hard. Yeah, because you're caught. It's like, for my mom, it's like, it's my husband. I got to support him. But yeah, hey, this is my baby. Like, like my husband can't be treating him that way and things like that. So I think they actually, you know, had it worse. I was blessed to have some really good teammates, and we won a lot. And I think when you win a lot, it obviously helps with that relationship. And even though there were the struggles with Ron, you know, he's going to remember that moment with his son making that shot against my brother. I mean, that was Baylor. They beat that game.
That's right.
But he's going to remember that shot. And they're going to sit around Christmases and talk about that, you know, for the rest of their life.
Talking to Bryce Drew right now, Coach Bryce Drew on CBS Sports Radio. So take me back, 1998, we were playing the call the other day. You're going up against Ole Miss, and you hit that game-winning shot. How do you recall it?
Well, we had six seniors on the team, and I was the GOAT because I had just missed a wide-open three-pointer with 4 seconds left. And we filed the SEC Player of the Year, and he goes down and he misses the first free throw. He misses the second free throw. The ball gets knocked out of bounds, and we had a certain game-ending situation play called. When the ball got knocked out of bounds, we were out of timeouts, and so two of our seniors kind of audibled a new play because there was less time on the clock in a different spot with the ball. And so we ran a different play, which was called Pacer, and it was pretty amazing. You know, we had three seniors involved in the play. We had a pro baseball player make the inbounds pass. He's a senior. We had a senior who had scholarship offers to – like Pac-12 schools for volleyball. He had a 40-inch vertical. He caught the pass, and then he threw it to me, a senior. And so I think experience played a big role, knowing what to do and being able to execute late in that game.
What did your dad say to you after that game in particular?
You know, I can't really vividly remember because it was such an emotional, you know, rush, you know, right after the game. But I think when he came over, he just gave me a hug and said he loved me. But I think those are the words, but again, and I think he maybe said he said that to me, but it was such a blur because everything happened so quick in those moments.
You must have been on cloud nine. Obviously, it's what every kid dreams about. And you go on in that run, you end up beating Florida State, and then you lose to Rhode Island. After you had a week following that Rhode Island loss to really have it sink in what accomplished, you know, did it take that long to sink in and settle in what your team accomplished, or not so much, you knew it in the moment?
You know, no, it took longer than a week. You know, it took a while because as you go back, we were one of the first mid-majors to kind of like get to the Sweet 16 and just get the media attention that we got. I believe Gonzaga filed that up and they went in 99. And so, you know, at the moment, we were just so busy. I mean, when we came back to campus after those two wins, like, honestly, our bus couldn't even pull up close to our gym because people were just filled in the streets, not letting our bus even get up to the gym. And at the time, we had over 100 different media outlets, like, were there when we got back. They were, like, on the top of the roof shooting down at it. I mean, it was a very wild scene that you'd never see nowadays. And so things went so quick. And so it took a while to soak in. We thought it would just be a couple games. But to come back, you know, this many years later, and that people still talk about it, you know, makes those moments even more special.
You have so many moments at Valpo with what the school means to your dad, what it meant to you, and what it meant to your family. You got to play. You got to coach there. How did it differentiate playing and then coaching at Valpo?
Boy, it's a lot more stressful coaching. I'll tell you that. playing, you can go out and, you know.
Blame it on someone else.
Yeah, you blame yourself. You can get back in the gym at night, work on your game, get it ready for the next one. And when you're coaching, you know, it's definitely a lot more lonely on those losses. And, you know, it's a lot of you know, film and the hard thing is my first couple years as a coach, it's like I can't get out there and do it for them. You know, once a game starts, like, we are who we are. And so it really helped me, you know, that practices became my games, especially as assistant coach. And really this is where I get the guys better and get guys prepared. And so besides the stress, I would say just the control level, you know, you have to empower your players and player development, get them better and unify them that they can go out there and then hopefully play their best when the lights are on.
When you look at your memories, as we're talking to Coach Bryce Drew, is the 98 shot the best memory, or is there something that you had in coaching that goes above the 98 shot?
You know, it would be the top in basketball would be that moment, just because there was so much that went into it, you know, growing up, you know, in a family of basketball and being in NCAA tournaments and having, I mean, my brother was on that bench. My dad was the coach. I had my friends on the team that we had six seniors. And so there was just a lot involved, not just with myself, but school, the community was all behind us. So there was so much, you know, into that. I would say, you know, as a coach, you know, I've had some great players, been able to take two different programs to NCAA tournaments. And when you know you're going to the tournament, it's such a great feeling. And obviously going to Grand Canyon, that's the goal is, you know, we want to be able to get to the tournament. I'd love for Grand Canyon to be the third, you know, different program that I take the NCAA tournament, because the joy that you see in those young men and the sense of accomplishment, you know, it kind of makes all those years of AAU and high school and junior high, you know, everything kind of comes to a T right there. And you're so thankful for all the time that you spent in the gym to be able to get to that moment.
When you became the head coach of Valpo, I don't know if you thought about it this way, Bryce Drew, but you're continuing on your dad's legacy in some aspect. Was that stressful? You know, did you feel that pressure?
You know, I never did. I had people brought it up to me, and it's probably part of being young and naive. You know, you don't think about that stuff as much, because if I would have thought about it more, I probably would have been a little bit more intimidated. But I was really just solely focused on, you know, keeping the level of success that program had had through the years. And we had moved up to the Horizon League, which at the time Butler was dominating. Butler had just, you know, gone to two Final Fours the year before that I became the head coach. So they were kind of the giant that we wanted to beat. And, you know, we really worked hard and you know, we were able to dethrone them, you know, thankfully that next year. And then they went to the A-10, which was probably a good thing because they'd have been very furious and come back that next year with the Fury.
Coach Bryce Drew here with us for a few more minutes on CBS Sports Radio. So the new gig at Grand Canyon University, how did it come about, Coach?
Very quickly. You know, over the weekend, I got my wife and I got to go down and see the campus, and, you know, we fell in love with it. We had seen stuff online, you know, on the way down and different things, but it has been a whirlwind. You know, a lot of times, you know, a job will open and then, you know, you get a call after that and they say, hey, we're going to interview people in a week. And then you go down and there's a little time after that. But this was like basically phone call, plane, you know, see campus. And loved it and decided to go. So when I got back, you know, to home, it was just like, and then everything going on around the world. And I've pretty much been locked in my office for the last week. I literally have not driven my car in like a week. I've just been in my office, you know, making calls and working on everything there.
Obviously, you think it's the right fit, but was it difficult to make that decision with maybe not getting the full experience how it's been in other years interviewing for a job just because of what's going on in the world right now and all the personal stuff you have to deal with too?
You know, I had a great opportunity to work with ESPN. I'm extremely grateful to them. You know, they hired me. I got to do mostly games and then some studio work, and it really helped me just see the game in a different light and really respect media even more. Like, I think all coaches should have to go on the media side for like a month, because it will change how they coach and how they look at things, you know, moving forward. So it was great for me. And through the year, you know, I kind of had a list of criteria. You know, if a job did open, and there weren't a lot of jobs that I was going to entertain, but I had a list of kind of criteria that I wanted. And I remember I got that list, and I would read it every so often. And it was amazing when I went back and I made this list like months ago of things that I wanted. You know, Grand Canyon checked a lot of those boxes. And so it was something my wife and I, you know, that if they offered it, like, we couldn't turn it down. We were so excited to go be part of what they're doing there.
Your culture, your team, what could we expect out of a team coached by Bryce Drew at Grand Canyon?
I think the first thing I really want to do is Grand Canyon is such a it's a vibrant community. It's growing. It's very faith-based and Christian values. And so we want a program, again, that's going to be a reflection of the school and of their mission. And so as we recruit and, you know, as we continue to build, you know, what Dan Marley has started there, you know, we really want our program to reflect, you know, the mission and the vision, you know, that Grand Canyon University has.
And then last one for you, Coach, as we're wrapping up with Bryce Drew on CBS Sports Radio. You touched on it a little bit, how the media side gave you a little bit of a different view, but how else are you different from your time as a head coach at Valpo and then also Vanderbilt?
Yeah, you obviously learn a lot. I think every year as a head coach, you know, whether we won a championship or whether we got no postseason, you know, you sit down and as you go into your summer workouts, you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this a little bit different. And you get to your fall workouts and you're like, oh yeah, I learned this from the previous year. You know, we're going to tweak this a little bit. And you know, it's kind of just, it evolves as it goes, as you try to get better. And I think, you know, the experiences I had at Valpo, you know, were sensational. And even though Vanderbilt didn't go out how I wanted to at the end, I had a lot of really good experiences there and things that went really well, making one NCAA tournament in 3 years, recruiting the best class they've ever had there. And you learn throughout those things, you know, some good and some bad. And so I want to take the good stuff that I learned and bottle it up, and I want to take the bad stuff and throw it out and never see it again. So that's kind of where I'm at, and really excited to go to Grand Canyon.
Well, good luck, good health to you and your family during these crazy times, and we can't wait to see basketball back going, back at it. You know, you got any games scheduled maybe down the road up against your brother?
I don't think that's going to happen, man. You know how stressful these jobs are and those games, how competitive. So,
have you ever coached against your brother?
You know, we actually did the private scrimmages. So we
gotcha.
Actually, we did that for 3 straight years. We did the private scrimmages back and forth. So
what were those
maybe
like?
We can get that going again. I mean, we would never give the score. It was kind of the golden rule. We'd get to the team and be like, hey, it's a tie. And so we tied 3 straight years.
Well, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.